Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to have some wonderful healing tonight aboard the Lightship. So if you're brand new to the program, this is our standard Saturday Night Live on the Lightship program. And we'll be going there in about 5 minutes. So for those of you who might be wondering what I'm talking about, the Creation Lightship is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago, where he came from. And all the spiritual teachings that he had then and the healings came from the Lightship. And it's here again for the ascension process, which is what he did 2,000 years ago also. When he left, then every healing that was brought down from the Lightship left also. So just a short dwindle of time when the Lightship comes, and it's here now. The way it works, you get transported up out of time to the Lightship, either physically, along with your spirit, and they do physical healings on you, and the healings take place according to your belief system, which is your ancestors' belief. Remember, you're dealing with the energies in your body, which is your genetic cellular memory. And whatever your ancestors believed and thought about healings is maybe the reason why you do or don't have healings happening, because these energetic bodies get contaminated and are in judgment, and that's all inside of you. So you're actually living their lifetimes. All lifetimes happen at once with you. And the healings take place according to that belief system. And the Lightship only goes as far as it can go with the healings. It does not interfere with your free will, free choice. Some people don't want to have a healing, so that's perfectly fine. They may like the scenario of no pain, no gain. I have people talk to me about that. They have to figure out why they have a problem. And it's all dark side related. So this is what we do. So for everybody listening right now, we're going to go to the Lightship. And you want to bring up the light beam on the monitor screen. You may want to connect with that here. So here we go. Bring up the light beam. Go down about 1 inch on the scroll bar on the right-hand side of your screen. We're going to go to the Lightship, and here we go. We're up right now. And you might feel the energy in your whole room change. Remember, you're out of time. And when you're in time, you're in darkness. When you're out of time, you're in pure spirit. That's the difference. The mind energy is darkness, and the spirit energy is out of time, and that's the divine energy of creation. Otherwise, you are dealing with mind energy. So a lot of people like going into the room where they release pain from us. This is the physical body pain release. And we're bringing some of that energy down here so we can experience that. Here it comes. I use the word stronger to increase the energy to command it. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to go into another special room. And this room is where they have a golden waterfall for healing. And you might feel the energy around you again. So here we go. We'll bring it in to our physical awareness down here. And I'll count to 10. Count to 10 or use stronger either way. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may start to feel your body energy changing. And if that's the case, that's good. You don't have to believe anything about this, about healings. Your spirit always says yes. So everybody who's listening on the call right now will have this advantage to go to the Lightship, and this will not work on the archives because of extraterrestrial alien abductions that are going on these days, and they've always have. So you can only go to the Lightship when I'm here physically talking with you, which is live, okay? We're going into another room. This is another person's favorite that they like to go into. And he's normally on the fast chat. And I won't give his name, but he likes the bumblebee room. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as the energy comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the hot tub room next. This is where they can release physical body pain from us, from the hot tub, along with helping out our immune system, taking away toxins. So here we go. If you're in a place where it's really hot, you can ask to have the temperature of your body change slightly. or have it go up. And we're bringing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So again, just sit back and relax. And are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and I guess I'm on the light ship too, and that just feels so wonderful to be there. And I guess all those rooms that we get to go into, each one of them is so special and so precious to me. After experiencing the energies there, I just love all of them.
So let's go into the room where they put this special solution into our mouth here. This is a very, like, thick paste of silver energy. It's very nice for gum infections, tooth decay, just stuff going on inside of your mouth and down your throat. So on a count of 5 as it comes in, and you might feel your saliva changing instantly now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, a little stuff happening there. I'm yawning. So, that means that there's a lot of healing happening this evening. Let's go into another room. And people love to have the dolphins appear. So we're in the water right now, and we'll bring in the dolphin energy. And you're probably going to actually sense it very nicely because they like to really come in strong. So here they come. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Wow. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you wish to actually feel the skin of the dolphin, you can put your palm of your hand out in front of you, maybe 10 inches to a foot. Use both hands if you wish and move them from side to side, up and down, and you will probably feel the texture now of the skin with the dolphin. And I'm doing that myself here, and you can actually feel where your hand wants to stop because you're on the light ship actually touching the dolphin skin. And you might even have the hair on your arm stand up on the end as you connect to this wonderful dolphin energy. So remember, you're here and you're there at the same basic time. You're out of time on the light ship, but you're also here physically in the time-based reality of the darkness. And for our mind, it's hard to discern where we are, but we know that we're here. I have people who comment that they actually have seen the events that we're talking about all the time. They love it, and they can't wait to go on to the light ship. So here we go again. We're going to go into another room. And let's go into the room where the silver waterfall is. And here comes that energy. 1, 2, 3, whoa, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the amethyst healing room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and bring in some more energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if anybody's come on late right now, we'll take you up. Here we go. So I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and all the latecomers now are on the light ship. Remember, we're in a different sequence of experience, so just because you're down here for this short amount of time doesn't mean that you're up there for that same amount of time, which is very short. It could be a really long time. Right now, they're working with our lungs and our heart. So if you have a breathing problem, or maybe you're a smoker and you're having some problems with that, here we go. They're going to put some special pink solution in our lungs. You may actually feel this here. And all the healing is actually between you and the light being doctors, because you're in charge of your own healing as you communicate with them. So this pink solution is coming into your lungs. If you do have a problem, difficulty breathing, you may actually feel a little different right now. You may start to maybe cough a little bit, which is good. You may have to get up and get rid of some of the phlegm. So here comes this pink energy. One, two, and it could also be cancerous stuff coming out of you. Three, four, five, six, seven, oh boy, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. How's that feeling, Sylvia?
Feels really great, and maybe we could bring in some of the ship oxygen down here for people to also help with their lungs.
Good idea. So here's oxygen number 15 coming in. So you want to inhale, exhale a few times here, and here comes number 15. These are all different types of oxygen just for healing. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll just leave you in silence here for a little bit. Take some really deep breaths and enjoy this wonderful oxygen here. And here's number 22, oxygen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Take a deep breath and inhale, exhale a few times. Here's another oxygen, number 53. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here's number 47. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more oxygen here for everybody. Let's bring in number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll go into one final room on the light ship, and we'll go into the room where they have the large tree energy. So here it comes. So here's the big tree, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now let's start to come back from the light ship. So I'll just count to 5 as we come down. You can feel the energy change as the light ship disconnects you from their energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're back. Okay, so Sylvia, are you out there? And any questions on the fast chat? In fact, maybe you could talk about our special 8-hour event tomorrow. And maybe we can do some answers and questions from people if they wish to call in, too.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. Let's see, we have a question on the fast chat from Judy, which is, which oxygen was the last one before number 7? I don't know if you remember that one, Ron?
I think it's 47. I'm looking through my notes here.
Oh, okay.
It may have been 47.
Okay.
I do some scribbling here, and that may have been the one.
All righty. Great. Well, you know, there's something that you mentioned, Ron, at the beginning of the hour. It was just something you said in passing that I thought was so interesting to find out more about. You said something to the effect of that all that we're all like living all of our lifetimes essentially at once.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So could you explain a bit about that and how that relates to the healing process and how that relates to the healings that are coming up this month?
Okay. What you're dealing with in this lifetime, everybody listening, is the thoughts and the belief systems of your ancestors. That's stored inside of your body. So when you have a problem, it's only because your body already has it built inside of it. And your body, along with your spirit, decided to bring this problem forward, whatever it would be, and now you're dealing with it. And this is not caused by you. It's because your ancestors gave you blocked energy. And the blocked energy is just separation from the divine, which means that you're judging the divine energy. And the divine energy, everything is perfect. So as you judge, then you create a problem inside of your body, and that's stored in you. So basically, just think of all your ancestors and how many thoughts they've had, you know, in their lifetime. It'd even be hard to even conceive how much how many thoughts you even have yourself, maybe in a week. And just think of all of your ancestors' thoughts and your DNA coming forward at one time. So this is what happens. So the dark side relies upon that to keep you held captive here, unfortunately, and this is the way we're on this prison planet, because they won't let you go. And although this is why the light ship comes, for the ascension time. So basically, you're living all these lifetimes, all of these thoughts at one time, which is in the now. And then when you get out of the now, then you're living in the mind energy. So the difference is that the now energy is from creation energy, and that's only the only way it works is in the now. It doesn't live in the past or the future. It doesn't exist there. It is only in the present moment. And so when you're living and you're connected to the past or the future, then you actually bring more stuff to yourself. When you're in the present moment, then you're living in the present moment, and a lot of that DNA stuff does not affect you because you're not bringing it forward for healing or bringing it forward to experience. So most people live in the mind matrix, which is in time, brought to us by the aliens, and they're mind-controlling frequencies and energies, like the planets that we're quartered and connected to. So the whole process on healing basically is you have to release your genetic cellular memory out of your body, out of your cells, and have your spirit come into those areas so that you can have a spirit consciousness there of light. The other problem that we have is that we have entities in us, and these entities also prevent you from healing. And that's because you're not in your body fully. So when you're not in your body, who is? And who's taking up your space? How well are you protecting your sacred body from entities? Most people don't understand this, and you know, as soon as you have maybe 4 or 5 beers or so or whatever, or if you take any type of drugs, then you go out of your body with your spirit, which means that you're losing your spirit protection for where it's protecting you from. Remember, it's hanging out of so much of you, and once it leaves, then you're wide open to have entities come into you. So you're actually putting a sign out, please inhabit my body. And then after you become sober, we'll say, or whatever you're going through, then will your spirit come back to that same exact location where it was before? Probably not, if entities are there. So this is why most people who have addictions and they do strange things during the addiction time, say they didn't do it because they weren't home to do it. And was talking to you or the person around them, what they're talking to, yeah, and they are telling you the truth. They didn't do this particular thing, and that's true. The spirit did not do that. The body did, but what's talking to you is not your body, it's a spirit. Or if it's not your spirit, then it's an entity. That's even worse. So that's kind of how it works. You have to be accountable for your body. That's what this program is about, to get you more in contact, in touch with your spirit, and from there have your spirit get integrated into your body, cellular memory. Otherwise, if you don't go into your cells or your body, and you want to clean out the memory so you can come into it, so if you don't clean them out, then you have no chance for ascension, because your spirit has to connect with you completely. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope that answered that question.
That was a great answer, Ron. And so basically, as I understand it, then on a genetic basis, our physical form, which has been, you know, descending from, you know, the original, man and woman on Earth, I guess you could say, or however it was produced. So as people were storing judgments, as people were in mind energy and in judgment energy, those judgments were actually getting lodged in the physical form, in the form of density that would store and actually pass on generation to generation. So now our bodies that we're inhabiting are full of these thought forms, kind of like solidified thought forms that our ancestors had, which were their judgments and their maybe belief systems and all that kind of stuff. So now in order for us to be able to have our own spirit energy fully present in our body to integrate into the cells of our body, we can't do that if we have that baggage sitting there, that judgment energy, that cellular memory of these stored judgments and emotional traumas and all that other, you know, physical and emotional pain energy that's been lodged in the cells of our body. Our spirit can't come into that. So
that's
in order to make the ascension, we have to clean that out so that we can actually come into our bodies. And then that's compounded by the problem that since we're not in our bodies, because of these judgments and densities, other things are coming into us like entities. So now we have kind of a double situation to deal with, cleaning out the entities and getting rid of the baggage so that then we can actually come into our physical form, fully integrate, and that's the challenge that we have. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
Yep, that's that in a nutshell, basically. You have to do the work. Remember, you can't use your mind to do the work. People think they can outthink their problems, which you can't do, because your thoughts that you have is the dark side talking to you. So you must be able to connect to your spirit to have your spirit do all the work. And the spirit, along with the light ship, can help you. Unfortunately, the spirits that we have in us are so underpowered now from being in darkness for so long. In the time of Jesus, it was a little bit easier, probably much easier. I'd say probably 100 times easier than what it is today. So we have a lot more stuff. And this is why the light ship comes for the ascension process, to help people, you know, with their free choice, who are willing to connect and to do the work necessary for the ascension process. And the light ship doesn't judge you if you cannot do it or don't know about it or anything else. It's up to you to hold your spiritual consciousness. And whether the light ship came or didn't come is still your choice. Whether you choose darkness of the mind energy of living in time, or you choose the light energy of light consciousness of the creation energy, which is out of time. And it doesn't matter to the light ship which one you do. It's because you're at free choice, free will. They give you that. The unfortunate thing is that by having free choice and free will, most people tap into the darkness. And when they tap into the darkness energy, then they also bring in more of that darkness energy to everybody else around them. And everything spirals downward, and the darkness just loves that, because then you're held captive here more often than not by the consciousness of darkness. This is what happened on like the firing of the grid, you know, maybe 2 months ago approximately. And what happened just recently with 9909, people are praying outside of themselves, what Jesus told you not to do. They're bringing in extraterrestrial energies to the planet here, opening up stargates and vortexes and trying to bring love energy to everybody. And remember, it's you can never change somebody else's, you know, belief system, nor can you give them any kind of divine energy because they already have it with them. All you're doing is bringing in an energy that is, you know, external to everything that is known to the spirit, and this is all darkness. So whenever you pray to somebody or pray for them or have groups of people do this, then you're actually bringing in darkness energy to the poor person. And then they're wearing the T-shirt or many T-shirts with many bullseyes on it, and the darkness will just eat them right up. Very, very sad. And this is what people do here with the mind energy. So let's get on to a lighter note here. So what I will say, you know, when you pray outside of yourself, then you become prey. So when you pray, then you become prey to what you're praying to. Because then you're waving the flag, putting that T-shirt on, saying, hey, I'm down here. Send some energy your way, my way. And they will, and they'll connect you, cord you, and everything else, and give you negativity, and connect you to the darkness energies. So, which are out of time. You have no concept of what that energy is. This is why we have these special 8-hour calls on, like one tomorrow, which is Sunday, to get rid of these extraterrestrial invasive energies that are taking away your physical life force energy, attaching to your body organs, living inside of you, shapeshifters, shadow bodies, ET life forms, parasitic life forms, all different types of things. And these calls are designed to get them away from you and out of you. So I'll just say back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So the special call tomorrow and the following Saturday and Sunday, those are mainly designed to then basically heal the body and to get rid of any life forms and energies that shouldn't be in our bodies and then integrate our spirit into our bodies properly?
Yeah, that's correct, yes. So these calls are designed to help you to help yourself. And, you know, it's available. Like now it's on, you know, BBS Radio. Everybody listening could know about it. And it's up to you to move forward to choose to do the energy work to help your body out. Most people live in the mental energy, and they don't care about their body, yet the body's under so much stress and trauma and attack by the aliens that, it doesn't know what to do, and you're able to help it. Remember, if you ask inside of your head to go on these calls or anything else, you ask in the darkness, you know, if, you know, the darkness wants to get eliminated out of you. So it's perfectly, you know, wonderfully tell you, no, I feel fine. You don't need to do these calls because, you know, you're okay, and everything that's connected to you is in divine love and peace and everything else in harmony with the universe of the darkness, the light of the darkness. So you don't need to do this. Well, that's one thing that's very far from the truth, because everybody on this planet needs to have these healings. So back to you again, and it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time for 8 hours, and it's a wonderful call, conference line phone call.
Okay, well, we have a few questions and requests on the fast chat, so let's see. I see Karen asking if you could explain if the creatures that are listed on the ET removal page of your website, such as the spiders, lizards, things like that, are those also harmful in physical form?
Some are, some are not, okay? The ones that are manifested here by the darkness, some of those really aren't too bad. Like a lizard really wouldn't be that bad to you, okay? A physical lizard. The octopus energy, I wouldn't get near. That's, you know, a life form that's here. I wouldn't get near the squid energies. We do have snakes that bite, you know, like a rattlesnake. You want to get, you know, stay away from those naturally. And there are other ones that are very bad here. You know, but there are energies that are here that were brought here by the aliens, and they are physical, but the invisible ones are the most deadly because they can inhabit you, lay eggs inside of you, breed inside of you, have their whole life, experience in you and take away your life force energy and actually start to deteriorate your body organs. So the call tomorrow will be to, do physical body organ rejuvenation along with your nervous system. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, the next thing I see on the fast chat is Mia, and she's asking for a sample of the judgment body clearing.
Okay, so we'll go back 5 days, and here we go. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. It was like 2 to 3 days ago. It's pretty rough. I'm yawning here, so let's do that one again. We'll do the whole series over. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days, cleared. 3 days, cleared. 2 days, cleared. Yesterday, cleared. And today, cleared. Much, much better. Okay, so what this does is get rid of some of the judgments that you've accumulated, that you physically know that you've had. And we'll do another clearing here. We'll do an emotional clearing, which is what I like to start off with for most of the healings that we do, because emotional clearing is what everybody needs. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Hey, back to you, Sylvia.
So before we take up the next request, so especially for anyone that's new to this that's listening, we were talking a little bit ago about how the thought forms, the belief systems, the judgments, the emotional trauma and baggage of our ancestors is handed to us through our genetics. And basically it's our job now to clear that out of our own bodies if we want to be able to have our spirit energy completely be able to come into the body. So this sample that you just did of the emotional clearing and the judgment body clearing, that is actually getting rid of those densities, those the baggage and the things that have been given to us by our ancestors?
Yeah, on the sample clearings, it doesn't go very deep, but it does give you a little bit of relief so that you're able to sense and see how fast and how quick the light shift works. Remember, when Jesus did these healings, he said, "You are healed," and that's basically the way it works. Instantaneous healing. This is what we do all the time. But it's up to you to do your whole lifetime. Just doing a quick sample healing, for what I do here, going back 5 days, is not going to fix your life. It'll give you some type of reprieve, maybe, and you're going to feel a little better. Remember, you have all this stored stuff inside of you. So with this lifetime, this is what we clear first. If you wish to go deeper, you can go back into 7 generational clearings, and you can also go into, your past life clearings. But the main thing is where you live now, what you're dealing with for the newcomers, listening, you need to get this lifetime cleared out of you so that you're able to live a more peaceful and harmonious life with yourself and your own communication with your spirit. So back to you, Sylvia.
So basically we have different energetic bodies, like the emotional body. And so these different bodies that we have, these energetic bodies, actually hold on to these densities and this the trauma and pain and so forth that we've accumulated, so that it doesn't kind of hit us all at once. It tries to absorb that from being able to affect us. Is that how that works?
Yeah, so these energies are what we have around us here that go through our energetic system. These bodies are put in place by the Earth Spirit so that the thought energy, the mind energy of people projecting thoughts to you would not kill you. So if you wonder how you can bend a spoon or how people can make things move on a table by their thoughts, just think how powerful that energy is. and how much damage it can do to your physical body. And this is why these bodies are in place, to absorb all of those psychic energy hits so that you're not going to be killed by somebody thinking bad thoughts about you. And that's kind of what it is in a nutshell. And there's many of these bodies, and like I said, it's up to you to have them cleaned and cleared out. If you don't do that, then you're going to have troubles, unfortunately, throughout your life, and you're going to be dying of the situation by not having these bodies cleared. So that this is why people die, because these bodies get overfilled, overcharged. When you're first born, they're basically cleared out, and then as you start to experience life here, then these bodies start getting contaminated and filled up, and then the energy can no longer be stored in them, and they just kind of like leak over into your physical body. So just think, if you had 1,000 people thinking of you at one time, how much energy the mind will put out, and you could probably become sick very easily. So this is the process that you're looking at, is you must get these bodies cleared out, and by doing so, you can feel better. Otherwise, they keep recycling your issues. And the issues that get recycled are what you're living in your life right now. So whatever you're dealing with, this is some kind of issue. And you want to get the issues eliminated, otherwise the issue is going to kill you. That's basically that in a nutshell. So back to you, Sylvia.
So, Ron, would you say that patterns pretty much come from this? You know, people have patterns where they tend to maybe attract the same type of boss, the same type of romantic partner, or they tend to be impulsive, or whatever their particular pattern is that they keep repeating in different circumstances. Is that being dictated essentially by these stored densities and traumas that are in these bodies and unhealed?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. That's it in a nutshell. So you're just recycling your ancestors' thoughts over and over and over again. And there may be thoughts inside of you that hasn't come forward yet. You know, so it gets to be like a never-ending story, but you have to get rid of these things. What happens is, if you have an emotional clearing, the thoughts that you've had in this lifetime up to now that would recycle over and over and over again, if you live long enough, you'd be seeing them over many, many times. You know, if you could live to be probably 5,000 years old, you'd have a lot of these past history of your life being played out over and over again, which will also draw other people into your life, like you're talking about bosses and relationship people. And they'll keep coming in because the issue is there. Your body's saying, hey, I want to heal this issue because it's going to kill me. So it'll bring in people, places, things into your life, and it will normally be a negative situation. And from there, you're experiencing more and more stuff, and it gets worse each time. You know, you may have hurt your finger by hitting on maybe the counter, and maybe 5 years later you have a deep cut on your finger. Then maybe you break your finger another 5 years, and then from there maybe, it gets really bad. Maybe you have it crushed or something, you know. So this is just the way life is here. You know, everything repeats itself, and it's up to you to have it healed. And these healings that we do take away probably 95% of those issues. You know, naturally you can go deeper on them, and some issues are not completely gone, but overall, you're changing your life instantly, and it takes about an hour to do the clearing. So it's up to you. Do you want to keep doing it over and over again? I get people who come to me, they go, I keep having readings about this issue. You know, they have something happen. Maybe they have a relationship, and their partner is like the last partner, which is like the partner before them. So they go out, and they spend $100 for a reader to read them, to tell them about the relationship. I go, why don't you have a healing to get rid of it? And they go, well, I don't know. You know, I just need to work this out myself. Well, that's the way the dark side connects with you. Your mind will tell you have to work it out. The light ship doesn't care what your issues are. It just comes through. I don't have to know what they are. It just comes through and cleans them. You know, because remember, it's not in judgment. The judgment is what you're carrying yourself on how and why you want to heal something and to maybe bring it up. Because there's no experience that the light ship has given you at all, as far as karma. that you have to work through and understand. That's the dark side programming here. The dark side brought in the karmic energy, the forced reincarnations here. That's not the light energy. So your mind will tell you that it has to understand fully and to know why this happened to you. The light ship doesn't care. It just helps you out to get rid of it. And you don't have to actually bring it forward to say, you know, I have this issue here at age 3. At age 9, maybe I had a sexual encounter. At 12, I had one too, and these are very traumatic for me. The light ship doesn't care about that. It just wants to just heal you so that you're able to hold more spirit energy. So it doesn't make any difference what your issues are, where you're living, what you're dealing with. It just takes it away. It like erases a slate. It takes the books of your life history, and basically it terminates it. So it's no longer going to be in your energetic field, and this is what happens. And so naturally, whatever issue that you're dealing with as a child, you're dealing with it right now because at the same time, the same energy is with you. Energy doesn't leave until you transform it and get rid of it. And your mind cannot do that. The mind will just bring you more of the same energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have Ed on the line, the fast chat, and he is asking if we could have a pain and anger body clearing, please.
Okay, so 5 days ago for the pain clearing, so 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Oh boy, I've got it again. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, which is yesterday and today cleared. And anger, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So, see how that feels? You should feel a little different. And if you don't feel different, that's fine because the healing worked anyway. Some people think that they have to actually experience and know that this is happening to them before it actually works. That's not true. With the light ship, you can have your children cleared, you can have your relatives cleared, your parents cleared, cousins cleared, your bosses cleared. Anybody out there that lives on this planet, and maybe even elsewhere, can have a clearing. So it's up to you to come forward to request that. And, this is why we do it. You just go on PayPal, put the name in, your name, and then put the name of the person on the clearing, and voila, it's done. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from Pauline, and the question is, will you ever do an intensive to clear our ancestors' stuff as a group?
Boy, I'll put that on the back burner here and just see what comes up. It could be possible. Right now, they only work in the now, so they're just working with our physical body organs, taking away the alien stuff out of them. Remember, everything is alien that we deal with here. So I use the word alien a lot, extraterrestrial, and that's because these energies are what's causing us harm. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. So when you're in the present moment, these energies do not exist in the light, but they do exist in time, and we live in time here. So we're in that matrix energy. So once you're in that, then you're going for an emotional roller coaster ride of life here. And, you know, people do experience that, and people like to have emotional situations. But still, you know, when you have these things, this is what happens, and a lot of times you have more problems in your life because you're unable to get out of the situation. And then you just draw more stuff to you because you're trying to fight your way out of it, and then you have more energies come to you of the same thing. So it gets compounded, which is very, very sad. But the main thing is to get a clearing done and get these things out of your life. Remember, this is what you must do. It's not that you, may not need it. Everybody needs these clearings. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a great comment from Kyle and Adriana on the fast chat. It says, mind energy likes to play reruns. And, yeah, it definitely seems like that, the same tape playing over and over again. I see Twiggy asking if we could have an earth cord clearing release, too.
Okay, here we go. So this will disconnect you from the earth energy that you're connected to energetically, or that the dark side connected you to the earth. Remember that the earth spirit will never cord you because it's made of love and light. But the dark side will cord you to a particular location on the earth. And that when that happens, you're unable to move forward in your life. You're stuck. And it's just very, very sad to see what actually happens. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. This is Earth cording. 4 days cleared. Wow. Pretty heavy. Ugh. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Wow. Wow.
Quite That's something. Pretty intense.
Very intense, yeah. I'll do that one again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Take a deep breath. Start again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, three. Still, wow. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So somebody out there had a lot of healing done. May not have been the person who requested this here, because everybody gets the healing just by listening. So, back to you, Sylvia.
And there's a question from Twiggy. So in order to have a good relationship, you need to clear your partner too?
Yeah, entities hop back and forth. That is correct. A lot of people who I deal with, especially women, and also men, but I'd say mainly women who are looking for a boyfriend, they say, I've had my clearing done, and I don't want to bring somebody into my life, especially another, you know, a partner, to give me crap, you know. I don't want to deal with that stuff. And I had my stuff cleared, and I don't want to deal with their stuff, because they all have stuff. Everybody has stuff. So this is what they do. A lot of times people will just do, like I said, their bosses they'll do, the people in their workplace they'll do. You can do it online. All you do is go on there and pay for it and just do the clearing and put their name in. And all of a sudden, within 3 days, lo and behold, that person's changed. Maybe they're on your case for something, and they just get healed. And all of a sudden, they're a different person. You changed their whole life. And it also changed your reality. So if you have a boss out there or a person in your life that has a problem, get that clearing for them, because it'll not only help them, but it'll help you to deal with them. Otherwise, you're dealing in their emotional arena. So this is what I'm talking about, is the emotional clearing. That's very, very important. And if you're listening to this program and you happen to be maybe a CEO of a company or something, contact me. The best thing you can do for your company would be to have all your employees cleared. Because remember, they're only going to be as effective in their producing stuff for you as they are with your emotional densities. Remember, everybody has stuff, and so that stuff gets in the way. And so they're living patterns of maybe not wanting to become successful. Maybe they have a pattern that they don't know about that's preventing them from, you know, doing an honest day's work or something. Get themselves cleared out, and they'll be more productive for you. And plus, you're going to have harmony with your work group people. You know, maybe you have 10 people on a team or a board or something, and they're always bickering. Get this clearing done, and all of a sudden your whole company will be harmonious. So back to you, Sylvia.
And the other aspect of that, too, is that you can do clearings of the actual physical location where your company is located, or for people's homes as well, in case there's any entities and different energies that need to be cleared out in order for people to live a peaceful life in their house, or, you know, have a peaceful office situation. I know you've had, you know, some experiences with that, Ron, with people that where the whole company was bickering and in trouble because there was energy there that was stirring things up between people, and by clearing it out, kind of brought peace to the whole business. So that's a great thing too.
Oh yes. Very nice. Remember, whenever you have somebody who has an argument, that energy stays in that room. And then as you bring the energy forward, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, from that time, the energy is still there, and it can hop onto people, and you can start the same situation over again. You know, you might be wondering why, you know, when you have a board meeting or something, or you have a situation going on, and this could be with you and your mate too, in the same room, why the same problem occurs. You know, for you, you maybe forgot about it, but all of a sudden with them, it gets to be a hot subject. And you go, man, we already talked about this 3 weeks ago. I thought it was over with. Well, the energy is still in your room. And it's floating around, and all of a sudden it finds a way in. And this is true with entities, too. Whether it's a thought form or it's a physical entity, and they'll come in and body hop between people, and all of a sudden you're on that same emotional roller coaster ride, and so you get nothing accomplished. And then this energy, if it's just drifting energy in the room, it will basically leave. But entities like that. They like to have confrontation because they want to have life force energy brought to them through you and live through you. So they're living through you through an argument, and then when they get fully charged up, they leave, and you're left holding the bag for what happened during that whole situation. And it may not be, you know, a very pleasant situation for you. So this is why the emotional clearing is so important. Back to you, Sylvia. Looks like our time is kind of coming close to an end here.
Yeah, I was just going to say that hour went by super fast, and our time is up. So for anyone who still would like to participate in this weekend's 8-hour clearing and the next weekend as well, is there time for them to still be able to reach you, and how should they try to contact you, Ron?
Yeah, just go to healing@creationlightship.com, and if you need to talk with me that way, you can. If not, just go on the website and just pay for the healing. So either way, you'd probably want to do the last two and also the third one. So it's the same price. It's $200. If you want to do just one session, it's $100. But because, you know, this is the way that the pricing works on it. Normally it's $200 for four particular conference calls. But if you didn't get on one and you need to get on maybe three of them, it's still $200 and get on it. Or just want to do one time, it's $100. You can use PayPal on that. If you can't, then just call me and we'll make arrangements. So, or just email me. I'll be checking emails tomorrow morning. The call starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's 8 hours in length. We break about every 5 minutes every hour, so you can get up and walk around. We do water charging. We do just a lot of work. So it's very, from my end, it's very intense. From your end, it's a little intense, a little bumpy sometimes, as these critters don't want to just, you know, necessarily come out of you. But once they get released, you feel much better, and you don't know how bad you are until you get these things released out of you. And then you have a clue. You go, wow, what a difference this made in my life. Now I can express more spirit energy, and I feel better. You know, that's the whole thing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll just say blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful night. I hope we all get to be on this call tomorrow. And, Ron, maybe we could bring in some divine peace energy for everyone to end the night on the right note and help everyone get a wonderful, peaceful night's sleep tonight.
Hey, here we go. Here comes the peace energy. I'll count to 10. It'll be in the light beam. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the light beam will be activated for the next half an hour of time. So at half past the hour, it'll be turned off, but you can have wonderful peace energy now. So blessings to all of you, and hope to see you tomorrow, Sunday. If not, then maybe Monday on BBS. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone.